going on here? What's going on here? What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing over here? Why are you guys in line here? What the fuck is going on?
So look at this. This is in New York City where these illegal immigrants are demanding better conditions. So they come into the country illegally. And now that they're here illegally, they're demanding that the government, the local state government, the federal government, whichever it is, they're demanding better conditions for them. When we have Americans here, why didn't they demand better conditions in the country that they were in? That's what I don't understand. Here's another one. Look at this. These people are out here demanding that they get better results, better lifestyle, better housing conditions. I'm pretty sure they want better health care, too. They probably want better, you know, they want more on their debt on their EBT cards that they're getting. The credit cards that they have, or I guess their debit cards. For them to have a spending allowance. They want more. They need more. They're demanding more. And you better give it to them, right? Why this is happening as well. This was I think this was in California, right? This was in California.
No, that's New York.
This is California.
Yep.
Where they're storming the beach. So we are being invaded. They're storming the beach with this invasion. Look at this.
A motorboat speeds ashore at North Carlsbad City Beach around 11 Saturday morning. CBP says at least 15 to 20 migrants jumped out of the boat, with videos showing most of them escaping in a waiting SUV that sped away.
So it's all coordinated. It's all coordinated. How was it? I mean, really, the SUV is there waiting on them? I mean, really? And they're jumping in there and they're taking off? It's an invasion. No one knows what they're bringing into the country either.
We need border security for the safety of our residents, and we need it now.
This video, along with previous smuggling operations, prompted the mayors of Carlsbad, San Marcos, Vista, and the deputy mayor of Oceanside to team up for this press conference, calling for the state and federal governments to secure the border.
Chaos at the border, the fact that many of these crossers know there will be no consequences here, encourages this, and it makes our cities less safe.
But my real concern is human trafficking. What are they bringing in with them? What drugs, weapons, and who's on the terror watch list that's coming in via boat?
So my question is, are these people actually paying attention? Are they paying attention, Shannon? Now, you notice they didn't put, a lot of times when they have the mayor or they show any public officials, they show their party affiliation. Is there a reason why you think that they're not showing their party affiliation here? Do you think?
I have no idea. I mean,
we're talking about California, so it's more likely they're Democrats. More than likely. Not all cases,
but you know,
right?
There are some cities along the coast that are Republican. Like, I think it's Huntington
Beach.
Yeah,
there are
a few. Republican.
There are a few.
I mean, I don't understand how people aren't putting this solely on Biden. However, Newsom says he's a sanctuary city, sanctuary state. So how do you argue, right? Newsom's not going to do anything. He's not going to support any cities doing anything. He's going to say, let him in. Well, let him in. He might be coordinating with them. I have no idea.
This should be alarming, right? If this was happening in Texas and Governor Abbott saw this, he would find that location and plug it up.
You know, they
he
used
would plug
to say,
that hole up. And then the federal government would come down on him saying, how dare you plug this hole with these illegal immigrants coming into Texas.
Yeah.
How dare you do that?
They used to say that route that boat is taking is not a safe route. And so you usually did not see illegal immigration coming that way. But it is growing. It's coming from everywhere now. We got it coming
everywhere.
From Canada. We have it coming from the shoreline down in Florida. Now we have the shoreline in California. Who's stopping it? There's nobody there to stop them.
No one is there to stop
them. And they know they're doing the wrong thing because they're literally running to the SUV. Some of them didn't even get a jump in it before it starts driving away.
Right? You got to get the next one, bro. You got to go.
Get the next caravan. Probably because they know that people are getting mad. People are getting enraged. Who knows when somebody's going to take it into their own hands, right?
Right.
But like you said, when is enough enough? When is it enough enough? When are the people going to say that's enough?
You know,
is it going to be in November?
I was thinking that enough was enough this last election in 22, because we had the border crisis is not new. We've had this border crisis ever since, you know, President Trump was in office. The Democrats wanted open borders. They were screaming about it, saying it was racist to have a border wall. It was racist for President Trump to stop all the terrorists from coming into the country. All of this illegal immigration that we're seeing today. They were saying President Trump was racist for stopping it. And they're doing just the opposite of what President Trump is doing. And I was thinking going into 22 that the American people, I said, this is have to be enough. It was already bad. This is nothing new. It was already bad in 22. But now it's extremely bad. And is it going to be enough? Is it going to be enough for the people that vote Democrat, vote on a Democrat ticket? Is it going to be enough for them to make the change? Is it going to be enough for them to stop voting for the Democrats? I don't know. I would like to say that it is, and I can show you video after video after video of white liberals, black liberals that used to be liberal that's saying that they're supporting President Trump today. But is it going to be enough? We know some of the things, some of the tricks that they're going to do that they have up their sleeve, talking about the Democrats. They did it in 2020. They did it in 22. If we think that they're not going to do it in 24, then we haven't been paying attention. They're going to go all out. This is like the last, and they keep saying that, well, if President Trump wins this election, it's going to be the last election for this country. Really? Really? If anything, the Democrats are trying to destroy what we call democracy, utilizing democracy. Not only do they want to destroy democracy, they want to destroy our constitutional republic. They want to make it an actual communist nation. This is what the Democrats are doing. And they're not even hiding it any longer. And it's so bad right now. You have Joe Biden refusing to get on the debate stage with President Trump. Refusing. And so what do the Democrats do? I mentioned this yesterday. They want to tie President Trump up so much that he can't even go to his own son's graduation. So, you know, if they're saying, nope, you can't go to your son's graduation, they're going to do everything they can to prevent President Trump from going onto the debate stage with Joe Biden, because Joe Biden can't last 15 minutes unless they hop him up on some drugs. But even then, President Trump will still run circles around him. Listen to this, because I was kind of surprised that they did this in the press corps, asking Karine Jean-Pierre about President Trump and Joe Biden getting on the debate stage together. Watch this.
In 2020, do you think that the American electorate was helped by seeing Donald Trump and Joe Biden on the same stage at the same time?
Now I know where this is going.
At a presidential debate. Was that helpful, do you think, in terms of people making that decision?
You know, that's a question for the American people. I can't speak to that from here. I can't.
Yeah.
And 2020 was a different time. It was a different time.
And looking ahead to this upcoming election cycle, do you think it would be helpful to see these two candidates who are in a rematch?
So slick. So slick.
Also competing against each other at a presidential
debate. As the president would say, you can't kid a kidder. What I will say is that is a question for the campaign. They will gladly, I'm sure, gladly take that question.
But she's quick to talk about a TV show that has gay people, and she's quick to talk about transgender. She's quick to talk about all of that. She's really quick. She's happy to address those issues. She has no issues at all talking about it. She'd be happy to talk about those. But when it comes to talking about Joe Biden, all she had to do is say, of course, Joe Biden wants to get on the debate stage because Joe Biden is strong. Remember, just the other day, she was saying that it's hard for them to keep up with Joe Biden. She just said that. All she had to do is so she can say that it's hard for her to keep up with Joe Biden, but now she can't say that Joe Biden can get on the debate stage. Make that make sense. All right, let me tell you about the Pamper with Grace. PamperWithGrace.com, PamperWithGrace.com. This is something that I've been taking myself personally, and it is really awesome. It's actually helped me out tremendously. PamperWithGrace.com, this elixir has really, really helped me. Now, originally when I took it, I'm going to tell my producer this all the time, I said, because they said it helped with your skin. But I've had, you know, my hands been dry for years and years and years and years. So it's going to take some time for it to come back. But you know what I really noticed is my hair. For me, my hair started growing back. And I thought I was going to have to cut all my hair off. And I got a full head of hair with dreadlocks. But then I started taking this and I wasn't even expecting it. And it started growing back. But for my producer, she has the biggest response out of this. As a woman that's going through things. When you get older.
Going through things. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Let me say natural things. Women go through natural things. Yeah. Men go through natural things, too.
Yeah.
But for her, this absolutely turned everything around for you.
Yeah, it absolutely has stopped my hot flashes, which is a total blessing, to be honest with you. In fact, I think one reason why it helped my hot flashes stop is because it balances your hormones, right? The astaxanthin really helps balance your hormones. And so I can't live without it. I mean, you know, you and I have even said we fight over the packages now, you know, it's like we both want it. We both want to take it. And you know what, Will? We know other people are having really positive results as well. You know, a lot of people have you know, that bought the first pack are now coming back and doing a subscription. And that's because it's helping people with immunity. Mm-hmm. It's building up their immunity. It's helping them recover from surgery and other ailments. You know, it helps with eye health. It helps with heart health. It helps with brain health. And so it's done so much for so many people. And we ask people to just give it a try. Do the 30-day challenge. We do say subscribe and save because you save money.
You actually
right?
do.
And not only that, but if you get the 30-day package and you're not happy with it, well, you can do a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can get your money back, right? And I'm quite sure, I don't know anybody that, well, there's a couple of people, you know, sometimes people are different, but for the most part, people see significant changes within the first month. And so go ahead, subscribe and save. You can always cancel it in the future, and you can always get your money back within the first 30 days.
I was pleasantly surprised.
That's how confident they are in this product.
I was pleasantly surprised how well it worked for
and
me.
And we actually have a doctor from Pamper with Grace with us tomorrow. To talk about this amazing product.
Awesome. So hopefully tomorrow we will be back on Lindell One. Not sure what happened, but still glad to be here. And it's really an honor to be here on Lindell TV. So thank you so much for tuning in. So please check it out, PamperWithGrace.com, PamperWithGrace.com. Okay, everybody, that is it for me. It's been a really interesting day. More things are going to happen. More things are coming. That's it, everybody. Take care. My name is Will Johnson. We just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98, or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.